from the BBC. Thank you for coming with me to my late uncle's old house. He died recently.
What a huge house!
Yes. My uncle, Frank Stein, left instructions for me to collect a suitcase which contains a donation to a school.
A kind man who lived in a huge dark house. Oh, what was that?
Oh, an owl. Spooky.
This wooden mask on the walls look very scary. Finn, 你看墙上挂的这些面具看上去可够可怕的，大眼睛，歪曲的嘴巴。
Yes, they're from an old tribe, I think.
Finn, why did your uncle have all this stuff?
Well, our family has never had much contact with him. He was a bit of a loner with a mysterious past.
Mysterious past?
Yes, he had a mysterious life.He was an adventurer and a gambler. His first wife was killed in an accident. The second one disappeared suddenly. He had a few skeletons in the closet.
He has got skeletons in the closet? Oh!
Lee, calm down. In English, when we say that someone has a skeleton in the closet, we mean they have a hidden secret which is embarrassing.
在英语中，如果说某人的壁橱里有个骷髅 ，a skeleton， 意思就是这个人有难言之隐，有不可告人的家丑或秘密。这是一个非常有名的英国俗语 ，a skeleton in the closet， or sometimes you can say a skeleton in the cupboard。我们一起听几个例句。
Mr. Burns had to resign his position as CEO after it came to light that his brother was in jail for corruption.Shareholders got scared he might have more skeletons in the closet.
I've always led a modest and honest life. There are no skeletons in my closet.
That's a relief. So this is just an expression. There are no skeletons in these closets, are there?
No skeletons in these closets. But
what?
But here's the suitcase my uncle wanted to donate to the school after his death, and it has...
A skeleton! Oh, this place must be haunted. I'm out of here.
Lee, don't worry, Lee. My uncle, Frank Stein, was a doctor. He wanted me to donate this skeleton to a medical school for students to examine.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.